Hello, brothers and sisters.
我跟杨牧师呢，是代表我们北尔王安布道联会如此关心大家。
Both Pastor Young and I are representing CFC in the United States, and we are really putting a lot of care and thoughts to you guys.
那么这个特别，我就想到，这个我们杨牧师师母跟你们很近，只有120里，我们跟你们是相距离2个小时飞机啊。
sorry, so loud. Pastor Young and his wife are 2 hours away of drive from you guys, but we are 2 hours of flights away from you guys.
抓到时间，我跟师母常常为你们祷告，也为你们这个城市祷告。
In this period of time, my wife and I oftentimes pray for you.
因为你们是在火热水深。
Not only the church, but also for the city, because you're really in the fires and mudslides and flood. Yes. And so we're truly one family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of us gathering here. We pray that you'll really open our hearts so we can receive from you the food for eternal life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
这里是美国跟加拿大的象征啊，两个国旗啊。
So here you can see the collision of the flag of the United States and Canada. So we have the CFC in US. And in Canada. So the chairman of the two organizations once had a conversation.
那么加拿大那个就跟美国那个说，你知道我们加拿大比你们进步十年了。
So the Canadian leader said to the U.S. one and said, "Do you know that we are 10 years ahead of you?"
哦，哪方面啊？
And then the American one asked, so in what aspect?
走下坡。
And the Canadian one said, we're 10 years ahead of you in the in going downwards.
我们今天我们离开的时候最重要的就是以下哪两点。
So when we leave today, there are 2 points that are the most important.
就是大家都对神的信实要了解。
That you know more about God's faithfulness.
还有，我们对我们对神的忠诚要清楚。
And then you need to be clear about our faithfulness to God.
什么叫做一个走下坡的文化呢？
So what is a culture that is going downwards?
你与我可否对神忠诚呢？
Can we remain faithful to God in such a culture?
2016年在这个 Oxford 的字典说，我们这个世界成为一个后真理的世界。
In 2016, according to the Oxford Dictionary, the world has entered this post-truth era.
所以刚才唱首歌的时候，这是对错不分的。
Just like in one of the songs we sang, we're no longer don't care about truth and false anymore.
世界上再没有绝对真理。我们看新闻啊，那个很有意思。哎，你是跟哪看哪个电台的
？I don't watch news anymore.
我看到一个，如果是看 false channel 的，跟应该不看 false channel 的人看法是一样事情，完全不同的。
So there is no, the concept of an absolute truth has passed away, and depend on what TV channels you watch, you may have very different views of the world today. So today we read the book of Daniels. He's really interesting. So he have lived through many different eras. So you can see first he got taken away in the kingdom of Jehoiakim. And then there are many different times. So in 605 BC, the life of Daniel begins.
然后呢, 直到古利王, 哇, 相差了好几十年了,
and then he lived until the time of Cyrus.
在巴比伦查的时候也经历几个王帝,
and he also experienced several different kings in the Babylonian kingdom.
他是第一被掳的, 然后你发觉之后真是国家没有了，犹太人的被掳70年。
The Israelites was taken for 70 years.
他经历不同朝代，还有朝廷问，你这现在的工作晚点是第二个老板、第三个老板，请举手，工作的。
So if you've served till like the second or third boss, raise your hand. Or you've lived through different professors.
所以呢，你现在还没有经历，你要经历这个巴，这个我们的大义里经过两个帝国不同的朝代。
So Daniel has lived through two different kingdoms and many different dynasties.
这里面有个很特别的地方，以后我只是了解巴比伦王他们喜欢管。
And interestingly, the kings of Babylon loves to control.
有没有那种？ 微观管理很硬的那一种，不是说你太太啊，就是管理。
It's like micromanagement.
然后呢，去到古利王呢是怀柔政策。And
in the time of Cyrus, it's a pretty soft way of controlling.
人生是不是这样子，有不同的被管理的一种的过程？It's
just as like in our lives, we have different boss and they have different management styles.
今天我们也了解神的信实，透过但以理给我们看到几方面。And
we will understand in Daniel's story, God's faithfulness shows through in different aspects.
那个刘弟兄，请问现在看到你，但以理是什么意思啊？ 对了，如果你将来有男孩子，可以考虑，就是神审判的意思。So
the meaning of the name Daniel is God judges.
而且最特别的地方就是。
And interestingly, we can see God's faithfulness in the beginning of the scripture. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it.
然后呢，就是 主将犹大王约雅敬神殿里边台神殿里边的器皿几份交付他手，就拜这器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的腹中。And
the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king to a king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles from the temple of God. These he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylonia and put in the treasure house of his God.
在但以理书里边，除了他自己在第九章的祷告，从来不说耶和华。
So in the book of Daniel, except for Daniel's own prayer in chapter 9, it didn't mention the name Jehovah.
提到主是指到主的公义跟权柄，因为约雅敬是个很外的王帝。
It mentions God. It mentions when mentions God. It mentions His righteousness because Jehovah-Kim is indeed a very bad king.
他欺负穷人。
He's not fair to the poor.
他在那个先知眼里米派来的代表的书卷就丢在火里面去。
And he throw the book of prophets into fire.
他的整个的管理是一个很残忍而且很凶的王帝。
He is a very cruel king.
神对他有审判，审判那个程度甚至神不介意自己圣殿里面这么分别为圣的器皿拿到这个巴比伦他自己的神的庙里面。
So God judged him and ruled him fairly, and God did it so even knowing that the articles of the holy temple would be taken to the house of false gods.
大家有没有遇到一个很凶的老板？
Have you ever experienced a very cruel boss?
这个世界里边有一些很残忍的国家领导人有没有？
Or cruel leader of countries?
有没有一些将其他族人清洗的首领有没有呢？
Or emperors who killed people of other nations?
我们要告诉大家，神知道，神也会审判。
We need to tell all of you that God knows and God will judge them.
同时，神也是掌管历史，全球历史的。
And also, God is in control of all the history of the world.
来想想，当大以理被掳到巴比伦。
If you think about when Daniel got captured to Babylon.
在耶路撒冷的犹太人想到，然后以后的国家的前途一步步会怎么样呢？
And the Israelites in Jerusalem thinking about the future of their nation.
特别后来他们真正被掳了。
And then when they were truly captured.
他们从来没想到七十年之后还有一个新的开始。
They wouldn't know that after 70 years of time they will have a new start.
我们对犹太人的历史了解，也不晓得1948年犹太以色列会复国，有没有人想到？
And if we know about the history, no one had thought that Israel would get back its country after the Second World War.
Samantha, 你对美国将加拿大将来有没有肯定？
Maybe.
我现在最清楚的，我是晓得2020年夏季奥运会在日本，2022年在哪里啊？冬季奥运会在北京，这两个我就肯定，其他我不晓得。
So, are we sure about the future of America and Canada in the future?
但是其实我们当中有从中国来的、台湾来的、香港来的，我们都有很多的担心，真的啊。
And for those who came from China or Hong Kong or Taiwan here, we have a lot of things to worry.Living here.
我们都有乡土情，包括我们来的城市等等。
We all have this love for our own country and the cities we are from.
透过但以理书，神要告诉大家，神掌管一切全球的历史。
And through the book of Daniel, God wants to tell us that He is in control of everything and the entire history of the world.
在但以理书说，神立王，神废王。
In the book of Daniel, it says, God disposes kings and raises up others.
也在告诉我们，至高者在人的国掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁。
And also tells us that the Most High is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone he wishes.
神也在早段时间决定神谁是美国的总统，是不是？
And God is in control of who becomes the president of the United States.
也决定今天为什么不会改变制度，使我们可以做多几年呢？
都是神允许。虽然你觉得你有看不同看法，我们也知道这背后还是神管理，同不同意？你们说同不同意
？And God is in
很重要、啊。
And God is in control of the H-1B visa and all the other regulations. God is behind all of that. Do you agree?
我们对神的信实，透过他怎么管理约雅敬的恶行，使得我们很放心。
We should rest assured that God is faithful through the example of Jehoiakim.
然后透过他对但以理的将来，我们看得更有信心。
And through the future of Daniel, we should be even more, we should have even more hope and confirmation.
所以只剩下就是你与我的忠诚了。
So, then, the only thing remaining is, our faithfulness.
那么好了，哇，去到一个国家，皇帝说给你三年呢，认识我的学所有学问，所以大概这个是当代的哈佛，是不是？同不同意？
Probably. So it's like going to Harvard in modern times. They were captured and the king told them that you will have 3 years to know, to study everything of this kingdom.
而且呢，还有吃王吃的东西，喝王喝的酒，哇，那个简直是太好了。
Yeah, and they have food and wine from the king's table and it's indeed very good.
我还记得很多年前我有个亲戚被英国女王啊邀请去见见面，哇，她开心得不得了，吃一顿王这个英女王吃的东西，那是很开心的事情。
And I still remember years ago, one of my relatives got invited to have a meal with the Queen of England, and he was so excited to have Queen's food.
哇，现在是1000天了 ，King's buffet 呀。
And now they could have a King's buffet for 1,000 days.
为什么他不吃呢？
But why he refused to take it?
不是啊，千万不要说，因为呢，哦，我看大概是因为现在这个丹尼里是他们是买了 Whole Food 的股票，所以就要吃 organic food 啊。
It is not because they want to eat organic food, no.
是因为丹尼里发觉巴比伦整个国家所拜的是假神，他们所有的食物都是先拜了假神。
But the real issue is Daniel realized that the entire Babylon kingdom worships the false god, and all the food they could eat is used to worship their false god first.
好了，你又问了，为什么不喝他的酒啊？
And then you will ask them, what about the wine?
大家发觉我们 happy hour 的时候是什么做什么？就喝杯酒啊，是不是？
Yeah, if you think about happy hour, wine brings people closer together.
就原来背后是为产生一个太过接近的关系，就容易受到对方这个敌对神的文化的影响。当你跟他三个朋友说，不不不。
But if you are too, if you get too close to the false god and the culture of that, you might be affected. That's why Daniel refused to take it.
好了，现在呢，我们那边有三个男生，我请你们站起来做件事情啊，你们对，来了，好，你们来做一个就是当你当时动作，他们送上那个。美好的饮食怎么来一个拒绝呢？你们做一个动作来给我们看看怎么好，一起来！哇！再来一次，再来一次，做得很好！再来一次，再来一次，再来一次！预备，来！来了，我们一起干杯！我们一起来学一下，好吧？预备，来，是啊，不，再来一次。
No.
好像是掌风哦，要动作，谢谢你们啊！所以，带你跟三个朋友就怎么样？我这边来，一起来。
Oh, no. So that's what Daniel has and his friends did.
留意啊，那个不是 Kentucky 啊，那个肯德基啊，不是。
Yeah, but potentially that's not KFC.
可是这里边是有很大的危机。
But then there is a great danger of doing so.
如果你顺从有三年的免费教育。
So if you obey the king. of Babylon, then you will get 3 years of free education.
3年的王吃的东西。
3 years of the food and wine of the king.
你去到一个陌生的城市。
You get to a foreign city, and you were taken there, captured there. Now you have this immersive opportunity. You said, if you refuse that, you will lose your life. But then Daniel made a decision to say no.
神有没有信实呢?
Was God faithful?
他在太监长面前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。
It says God has caused the official to show favor and compassion to Daniel.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以停在这里想一想，多少时候我们最难处的时候。
Have we experienced in our difficult times like people who are especially merciful and good to us? I can remember many of those people in my life, and it's really from God's grace. And this mercy is really God remembering His covenant with His people. And this love is just like the love of the mother to her newborn baby. You won't think that the officer will show such favor and compassion to Daniel, but it's really because of God's mercy behind it. So we're going to watch a short movie, and I will have a question for you. So a little background. This is shot in 1924, and it was about a person who is an athlete in Olympics.
他是生在中国，是宣教士的后裔。他们他就去英国为去读书，然后在爱丁堡读书时候，这个因为他是一个一百米的选手，他就去参加那个代表国家去法国参加奥运会。So
he was born in China in a missionary family, and when he grew up, he went to England to study, and he is a 100-meter run athlete, and he was representing his country and competing in Olympics in France.
然后呢，这个背景是这样子哈。这位 Eric， 他发觉他要跑一百米的时候，刚刚发生在一个礼拜哪一天呢？
And Eric realized that the race was on.
Ken， 你猜猜是在哪一天？你去过英国哈，这个。
The race was on Sunday.
他就告诉，就好像太监长这些最重要的人物，我不会参加比赛。
And he told the officers that he won't be participating in the race.
哎，你代表英国啊，你自己的国家，你不敢参加比赛？
But he was representing England, and how can he refuse to participate in the race?
在他挣扎的时候。 后来那个总负责人就说：“好吧，除非你有另外一个同伴代替你。”And
in his struggles, the officer said to him, "Okay, I will allow it only if you can find a replacement of you."
结果有人帮忙。
So there's someone there to help.
因此 那个主日他在哪里呢？
Therefore, where was him that Sunday?
他就在英国的这个一个教会，这是Church of Scotland， 在法国那个教会，就是读圣经。
And so on that Sunday, he was reading Bible, in a church in France.
他等一下会读是以赛亚书的第四十章。
And he will, you will see him reading it. It's a book of Isaiah, chapter 40.
讲到我们没有人能够知道谁立地的根基。
It tells about, has it not been told, told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded?
最后也讲到，我们能够等候耶和华重新得力，如鹰展翅上腾。
And it also talks about those who, hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles.
好，我们看看这段。
So let's take a look.
那个主日。
And at that time, his friend or his replacement didn't got a gold medal.
Aaron, 对所有的事情说不，因为那个是主日，分别为圣。
Eric said no to everything, and because that was a Sunday, and he needed to be in church.
结果他跑另外一个他不擅长的是世人接力。
Then he was participating in another run which is he's not good at. It's a 4x100 meter like multiple people race.
结果怎么样呢？
Relay. Relay, thank you.
然后呢？他拿了金牌，哇，全国开心的不得了啊。
And he got a gold medal in that, and the entire nation was very happy.
弟兄姊妹，真是，我们持守原则的时候，神就始终在人面前蒙恩。
Brothers and sisters, when we stay faithful to God, God is faithful and will show favor to us in front of men.
弟兄姊妹，现在你在你脑里边填一个填充。
Brothers and sisters, now I will ask you to fill in the blank in your mind.
神使我们在某某某某眼前蒙恩惠、受怜悯，我们要感谢他哦。
Who did God make you be honored and be like have favor of in front of people?
是因为我们持守原则。
And it's because we stay true to the principles.
我们对所有不应该的说不。
And let's say no to everything that we should say no to.
神的信实还不对他的选民按他的主权赐给他们智慧。
God's faithfulness is also shown when he shows when he gives his people wisdom.
神给他们聪明智慧
and knowledge.
还有给但以理能够了解异象跟梦兆
and give Daniel the ability to understand dreams.
如果你去到第二章，就发觉原来上帝给但以理能够解梦，是准备他要面对将来整个的一个危机。哇，我读到这里，心里面很感动啊。
And if you read on to chapter 2, you will see that the reason why God gave Daniel such ability is to solve a not a big crisis.
所以在任何情况底下，弟兄姊妹，神透过人生，透过学校各方面给你，因为他给你的智慧，我们是足够能力去面对一切。弟兄姊妹，同不同意？同不同意啊？
So brothers and sisters, when
感谢主，再来一次，同不同意？
同意。So, brothers and sisters, no matter what circumstances you're in, the wisdom that God gives you is abundant and it's enough for you to face whatever difficulties in your lives. And the important thing is our faithfulness is based on the separation and holiness of ourselves.
在这个我跟师父来，感谢主，大家的现在这个雨枝有个这么新的雨枝，我们很开心。
Thank God that you have these new chairs. We're very happy.
大家地毯都新的，哇，我们也很高兴。
A new carpet that we're very happy about.
我们更高兴的就是我们读这个以下的经文，大家在生命里边，我们一起读。只要
心意
更
新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。And the most happy thing about you is just like Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says is the renewal of your heart of your mind.
正如刚才杨牧师提到的，我们生命里边。这是一路路将神的话语成为我们真实生活里边的体味。
Just like Pastor Yang mentioned, our life is a life that turns whatever says in the scripture to be the truth in our lives.
William Borden 是一位很爱主的年轻人，一生年日非常的短暂。
William Borden is a young man who really loved God and he didn't live for long.
他在耶鲁与Princeton读书。
He studied at Yale and Princeton.
他出生一个很富有的家庭。
He was born in a rich family.
他在耶鲁的时候就常常向同学传福音。
And when he was at Yale, he oftentimes tried to spread gospel among his friends.
我看到他在耶鲁学校的报纸里面都说有个人，意思说他很疯狂。
And even the newspapers in Yale reported about him saying this guy's crazy.
想到我们最近早段时间有一个美国弟兄，他在校园里面弄一个牌子说，有什么问题来请教我啊。
It's like we've read in the news that there's a brother, there's an American brother who like put a poster in his school and saying whatever question you have, go come and ask me.
我们不一定用这个方法，可是有那个心，就是去爱主，完全不介意那环境，这是我们所需要的。
We may disagree about the method, but the heart of loving God and honoring Him in regardless of the environment is what we need.
神感动 William 想要做宣教士。
So God moved William to become to wanting to become a missionary.
他父亲啊，家人都不高兴，因为本来有很多机会给他。
And his family, his father wasn't happy about it.
他说不。
And he said no.
然后他说我要去中国甘肃省维族传福音。
And he said I will go to China, Gansu province and spread the gospel.
他都听说当时在埃及开了去学亚拉伯语是最好的方法，他就去了。
And he was trying to preach to this minority group in China. He thought to go to Egypt and learn their language is the best way.
想不到四个月，他染了那个脑膜炎，就离开世界了。
Unexpectedly, after 4 months of being there, he got severely sick and passed away.
然后有人打开他的圣经。
And people opened his Bible.
原来他已经决写上，他有字条写，将他所有的遗产都送给神的国。
And he wrote his will that to give all his properties to the kingdom of God.
然后还有三个字,
and then there are three phrases.
我们用不保留不退缩不后悔再来一次不保留不退缩不后悔
Brothers and sisters, can you have no reserves, no retreats, and no regrets for God? This is faithfulness.
不保留不退缩不后悔
No reserves, no retreats, no regrets. Today we are comforted because God is faithful.
外的领导人，外的组长，外的上司，神是知道的。If
you have a bad leader, if you have a bad boss, God knows about him.
今天我们看全世界的历史，包括我们自己来自的地方，所有的掌权者都是上帝决定他是否存留的日子。
Today we look at the history of the entire world, including our own history. God was in control, and He is deciding who gets to be the leader of each nation.
神是信实的，我们立志跟随他，他有恩惠怜悯在我们生命里面。同不同意？同意。
God is faithful, and if we make our mind to follow Him with our life, then His mercy will be with us. Through all the times.
同时神为给我们面对人生所有挑战，有足够的准备，我们是不欠缺的。And
God will prepare us, so we have enough for all the difficulties we may have in our lives.
也包括我们当中的第一代或者第二代。
And that includes the first and second generations immigrants among us.
只要他们都在主里边。As
long as they are in God.
最后剩下就是你与我的忠诚。So
the only remaining thing is the faithfulness of you and me. Maybe pointing to there.
Yeah. 好，请问啊，请问，这个2028年，美国是最谁做总统？
So who's going to be the president of the United States in 2028? Or who would be the chairman of China then? Maybe it's the party.
好了，请问谁知道2068年你在哪里？
Who would know where you would be at 2068?
Ken, 你在哪里? 在这里啊? 我知道2068年大概应该是在天上哦。I
know that probably I will be in heaven by then.
所以可是有一点，我们爱主，带领我们的孩子。 或者我们第二代爱主，他们在的时候，他们还是爱主，这点是最重要的。But
the most important thing is we pray that God will lead our generation, will lead our offsprings, and when they are alive, they still have this heart and love towards God.
刚才我们的卫视厅带领我们唱 Little Dream， 我们还是愿意到那个日子，大家所爱的孩子们。
So the worship team led us to sing a little dream just now, and we pray that until that time, the children and our kids in the city will still have an opportunity to know God.
神给大家在这个城市里边，这里还有很多空位。下个礼拜，你可否请他们也来敬拜神呢？
So God placed you all here, and there are many empty seats in the church. So next week, will you invite others to come here and worship God together.
礼拜五晚上的很多弟兄姊妹，他们没有去崇拜，李可谷培养他们，就好像李艾瑞 Eric 以神所设立的主日分别为圣呢？
Or there are some brothers and sisters not going to the Friday fellowship. Would you be willing to talk to them, bring them, and ask them to come to the church just like Eric did, have the separation and be holy for God? Let's pray.
亲爱的天父,
Dear Heavenly Father,
谢谢你赐给我们有但以理书。
Thank you for giving us the book of Daniel.
也谢谢你在这里我们看到你的信实。
And we also thank you that we can see your faithfulness here.
看到你完全的管理还有你的审判。
And we can see your management and your judgment.
看到你的恩惠看到你的怜悯。
And see your mercy and see your grace.
主啊,
Lord,
我们知道你愿意在这里看到我们愿意对你的忠诚。
We know that you want to see our faithfulness to you.
求你带领我们。
We pray that you will lead us.
保守我们。
And protect us.
恭敬祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.